Hello, everyone. How are you? Thank you so much for having me. My name is Daylene Penner, and I am the program manager at Camp Nachman. So I just want to start off with a Bible verse, first and foremost. So if you want to follow along, or if you know it by memory, maybe. Matthew 5, 13 to 16 is what I'm going to read. It says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So obviously, we need to keep our salt full of taste. And by doing that, we need to feed ourselves spiritually, don't we? If we are producing salt, then we are able to shine for Christ and share God's love to others. So, like going to church, having friends and family, or even going to camp, where you can get your saltiness restored, is so important. And you're able to share with others about Christ if you do that. So Nachman has been a place where I have been able to keep my saltiness alive and grow in my faith, as well as be able to be an impact for Christ while working there. So I am very excited to be here and able to share with you today a bit about camp, how camp has impacted me personally, and what camp has been going through these past couple years, and where it is now. So that's kind of why I'm here. So, yeah, so a bit about myself and my journey with Nachman. I actually grew up in Stony Plain. I was known as Daylene Torium back then, and had the privilege of attending Camp Nachman as a camper. Camp was a highlight for me and my siblings, and my parents planned our summer around camp, the camp schedule, so that we were able to go every summer. And then when I got old enough in junior high, the opportunity to go and volunteer at camp came up, and so I jumped on that as well. And because camp has a junior program, if when you're in grades 8 to 9, you can go and work as a junior worker there. And that taught me how to serve and work really hard. In the junior worker role, you go out and you're the one cleaning and doing the dishes and serving the meals for the week of camp. And so, it's actually really beautiful how many youth come out to do that role and want to come out for the whole summer. Like, it's just mind-boggling. They want to come and scrub toilets all summer. I fell in love with camp more, too, doing that. And it's just serving in a community, right? So it's just really is a beautiful thing. I love being able to see all the youth coming out every summer and just remembering that I was one of them. I kept going back every summer, and then I eventually was able to be a junior cabin leader, and that's when you're in grades 10 to 12. And then in that role, you are able to be in the cabin and supporting the senior cabin leaders as they manage their 8 kids that they have for the week. So you really get to learn how to build relationships and serve in that way, and working with others. So another amazing role of service and learning and growth. Then at camp offers positions for those that are 18 and older. And so after I finished high school, I actually took a year off and worked other jobs and then went traveling with some friends. But then after my year, I went back and was a senior cabin leader for the summer of 2006. And once I did that, I actually have not left that place. So I just kept going back every summer. I did a cabin leading for a couple of years, and then I got into the program, doing the program side of things, and then I eventually just stayed on year round for 2011. So I grew up in a Christian home, and I had that Christian influence in my life. But camp was a place where I could grow in my relationship with Christ on my own, in a positive community. I also met my husband at camp. If you want to just go to the next slide. There we are. We're so young and in love. And we ended up getting married out at camp in 2010 and then started on together as year-round staff in 2011 together. My husband is the maintenance manager out there. So we now both work at camp and are raising our four kids with two more on the way. So this lovely couple turned into, if you could go to the next slide, this. So camp has really influenced my life a lot. It's really funny because every year we do our training for our staff, and all of the staff that are, we do a relationship talk, and we talk about how important it is to have healthy relationships, and you're not here to find your spouse, or, you know, like, keep your focus, everyone. But all of the staff that actually are running that that session have found their spouses at camp and are married. But anyways, that's not the reason to come to camp, but it is a bonus if you do. So if you want, you can just go to the next slide. So Nachman's mission is for all who come to camp would be able to encounter God, enrich relationships, and experience creation. And normally, Camp Nachman runs kids' camps for grades 1 to 12 and family camps for the months of July and August. It is open year-round, though, with groups coming and using the facility as a retreat center. And so we can get a lot of school groups that come out during the week, and church groups, and there's family reunions just coming to use the facility. We do get a lot of bands that come out, like school bands, which is really fun to listen to them starting out with their instruments. And that's kind of what we do. But in January and February, we actually run our own programs with three winter retreats, and those are our winter youth retreat, which is really fun and gets pretty big, our young adults retreat, and our winter family camp. And other than those retreats, all the other groups that come out, they just run their own programming, and we just offer hosting them, running activities, and doing the meals and the cleaning and offering accommodations and stuff. But with these three retreats in the winter, we are able to run our own program and do our own thing and get the speakers in, and it's just a lot of fun. But other than that, we're just there offering groups an opportunity to come and use the facility. And having groups coming year-round helps camp to stay running and also helps subsidize our programs so we can keep summer camp prices lower than actual costs. So that is very huge for us to have groups come out. Camp has been very blessed. So I guess you can kind of tell then that having a couple years of not having groups out because of COVID and stuff, it was not the funnest. But camp has been very blessed throughout these past years in the pandemic, even though it has been tough. So with the restrictions and lockdowns, camp was unable to have groups for a while, which was a huge financial struggle for camp. And also, it was just so quiet there. It was just weird. We also were not able to do our summer program of 2020, which was so hard to not to be able to do the main ministry that we're there for. And but not only is it the ministry for the campers and the families that come out, we also really missed the the time that we are able to develop and grow the staff that come out. And so, and we really felt that kind of last summer, missing out on that ability. So for the summer of 2020, we did offer families to come and stay in our Bluebird cottages and RV sites. So that was great to be able to still get some people out and using the outdoors. Like the Bluebird cottages and the RV sites, you were able to kind of bring your own food and do your own thing. We weren't able to offer meals in 2020, but we kind of just were a campground, which was really neat that we were able to do that. We were still doing something and getting people out in creation, because that's important getaway. So yeah, but then with the blessings from being able to do that and generous donations, we were able to work on some projects that we normally wouldn't have been able to get done because groups were just always there. So some of the projects that we were able to do and finish were painting the lodge, which was really nice to get a fresh look in there. And we did our field. You can kind of see our field there. On one side, it would always get really wet and it wouldn't drain properly. I mean, it was pretty fun for some of the games to like have a mud pit, but not really the best. So we were able to work on that and get that all fixed up. And then there was other landscaping we did. And then we also made a parking lot, which was nice to have more space for parking lot for people to park, obviously. Yeah. So, and we planted 100 trees around the site, which is fun too, to add some more nature around. But yeah, and so when I say we did that stuff, I don't really mean me personally, but my husband was involved with that, so I guess I could take credit. So. But, yeah, but anyways, our staffer was able to stay on and be able to get those things done because of also getting the subsidy from the government. Then we were able to keep our staff hired and finish those projects, which was really a real blessing. And then 2021 came around, and we were looking forward with hope that we could go ahead with our summer program, and so we started preparing. We interviewed and tentatively hired staff. Plans on how to run the summer were talked through over and over, and planning like plan A, plan B, plan C, if whatever we are able to do or not do. And registrations were open, but we weren't taking payment at first, just to make sure that we actually could run. And then we waited. We waited. I mean, you probably all were in the same boat, right? You just waited to hear what are the restrictions now, what's going to happen. So we waited to see if we were able to go forward with it all. It was amazing, though, to have all these senior staff who we tentatively hired willing to just sit in limbo with us. And we had most of our staff tentatively hired just, like, waiting to see if they had a summer job. And so that was a huge blessing. And then June finally came around, and we got word that we could go ahead with summer. And so we were like, yes, let's do it. So we called all the staff. We said, yes, you are hired. Thank you so much for holding out. And then we opened the registration completely and started getting payment in. And then the final plans for the summer were getting solidified. And the excitement was growing, and the busyness was amping up. And then when summer arrived and the kids finally came, what joy it brought, bringing life back into camp. The laughter and chatter was filled the air, and oh, how loud the dining room got. We forgot about that. But yeah, that was an adjustment for sure. But it was so great to have kids back to camp for summer 2021. Truth is, though, it was a really hard summer. We changed and revamped our whole camp program to make it work with COVID, and we only had a month really to get it together because we weren't sure if we could open up we were scrambling to get some staff to come out still, and mostly our juniors, the ones that volunteer. So, it was pretty crazy. But God showed up in huge ways. I'm really glad we sang that song, The Goodness of God, because I feel like that it really shined through this past couple of years, like how good God is and how he just showed up. So he brought enough volunteers with the junior staff that we needed to run the program, even though sometimes it was a little last minute. And all the staff, this is actually amazing. All the staff and kids did not get sick. I mean, there were some people that did have symptoms, but when they went and got tested, it was negative. So we never had to, like, worried about having a COVID outbreak or anything. Like, God protect us with that, which was amazing. Our weeks were full. We had all these kids wanting to come to camp, and there was even so many on the wait list. So just seeing that too was just so huge, and it was just, yeah, it was really great. God also was holding us staff up all summer, offering peace and comfort as we battled through all the changes and the adjusting to make it happen. When September came, we were exhausted, but so grateful and amazed with what God did for camp. And we still are, looking back on just how much he offered and gave to us to make camp go. So, yeah. So, as the summer winded down and we were heading into the fall, we were looking with anticipation that camp was actually looking good. We had groups that were booked, and the weeks and weekends were filling up, and we were really excited, like, okay, we're back on track, we're gonna make it. Our executive director actually resigned in the summer, so we were expecting him to leave us in September, but we were not expecting for the restrictions to bust open again. And so when the restrictions came back, groups started canceling, and on top of that, the subsidy that the government was offering us stopped as well. And so camp then went from getting by to, oh boy, we're in a financial crisis. What are we going to do? So so some tough decisions had to be made. We had to temporarily lay off some of our staff for November and December. There were some groups that still came out though, so the staff that stayed behind to keep camp running had extra work to do, but their pay was cut to make sure that we were, yeah, not spending so much. And so so we kind of were in that kind of limbo of like, okay, are we gonna make it through? But another blessing that we received in July was we got our new kitchen coordinator was hired. Her name is Carrie Stennis. And, I mean, she came at not a really good time for her, I don't think. But for us, it was a huge blessing, because with her culinary gifts and her new ideas and just kind of energy to keep camp going too, she thought up some great ideas to offer and get some income in during that time. So she was able to think of some meals that we were able to offer and sell, and we offered meals that people could buy during the time and purchase. And then in December, January, and February was when she did that. It was really great to have her come join the team when she did. In December, we also hosted a winter festival, and God again blessed us hugely with a beautiful day to have families come outside, come and do an outdoor day. And families came and enjoyed the activities that we were able to offer at camp. And yeah, the event went really great. It was a huge blessing, and so much that we were looking forward to maybe doing that event again. So if you are thinking about in December, you're like, what should we do with the family? Check out Camp Nachman, because we'll probably be doing that event again, and that was really great. So even though we were able to do some things, come January, the restrictions were still in place, and the talk of shutting down schools caused more cancellations with groups. Normally we have school groups come during the weeks, but because the schools were unable to do overnight camps or retreats, all those bookings were either canceled or postponed for January, and then that left camp quiet still. So our winter youth retreat is usually our big weekend that we do at the beginning of January, but we, because of all the ups and downs of what was going on, we postponed it for March. So January did end up kind of being a bit quieter than we were hoping, because we were going to do our young adult retreat that month too, but then that also was postponed for February. So, and with that, we also had to talk through a bunch of other things, like, and make some tough decisions on how to cut down costs and keep camp going for summer 2022. And one of those decisions that was made was for our horsemanship program to go on hold for summer of 2022. Due to the lack of finances that has helped support the horsemanship program in the past, and looking at the needs for the program to excel, it was decided to take a year to refocus and get what we need in place for the future. So that was tough, but yeah, that's where we're at with that right now. So currently, we have our summer 2022 registrations open for our kids' camps and family camps, and we are anticipating to run them with our full program. So the family camps, we're hoping that we can have people come and do the meals and the whole deal. And we're going to do a weekend one in July and a week-long one in August. And we were able to run our winter family camp and our young adult retreat in February, which was great. And our winter youth retreat is actually in a couple of weekends. And for that one, we are anticipating about 300 youth and youth leaders to come join us for that. So yeah, we're really excited about that, and that's huge. And groups are starting to come back as well, which is awesome. Groups are starting to book, and April and May are looking very good and full. But as always, we are looking forward to the summer. Looking back to 2021 summer, we were able to see how much of a blessing it was to be forced to change our camp programming, actually, even though it was crazy. There's no way we would have done things so differently than we did if we weren't forced to, because of the COVID restrictions and stuff. But, yeah. So some of those changes actually worked way better. And so this summer we are working towards taking what worked and do that in our programming for this summer as well. And then there were some things that we were like, okay, yeah, that is why we do not do that. And so we are going to try and avoid that. But all in all, it is allowed us to move forward with growing our program and strengthening it for future summers. So, I mean, God is good, right? Like, so we were able to, yeah, do that. And normally we wouldn't have. We would have just kept going the way we did. So that was great. And through the past couple years, we were able to really fall into trusting God in all circumstances. In a way, maybe forced to a little bit, but it was good. It was definitely not easy. A lot of confusion, frustration, and uncertainty. But it also brought many opportunities to be humbled and brought back to serving and trusting in what God can do during trying times. Getting reminded that we are the salt of the earth. We need to work to keep our taste and light shining for all to see, no matter what circumstance. and to let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. So, if you could go to the next slide, there's some prayer requests for camp. Is for our search committee, as they are searching for our executive director. So that's in the process right now. We haven't found anyone yet, so still looking for that. Another prayer request would be the horsemanship program. We're looking for a champion to head up this program and offer direction. And then we also need discernment and wisdom on how to move forward with that. And the next slide, thank you. For this upcoming summer program, we really would like to be able to run camp with our full program with no restrictions and everything. So just continue prayer that we would be able to do that. And right now we are in the process of hiring our staff and looking for our team. So just to pray for that. We are still looking for male cabin leaders and an outdoor facility and assistant. So if you know of someone that would be great in that role, you just lead them to Camp Nakaman page and get them to apply. That would be awesome. Just a little, some more information about how, what we offer at camp would be the next slide, if you don't mind. So we have family camps. We have, like I said before, we are going to do a weekend family camp and a week long family camp in the beginning of August. So there's that. We do kids camps at our main site for grades 1 to 12. And then we have paintball camps for grades 7 to 12 and outdoor camps for grades 5 to 12. And then there are also a bunch of volunteer opportunities to be a junior staff. And leadership training and growth for staff is what we also offer at camp. So those are a few things to highlight for what camp offers for our summer program. But then year-round, we do offer opportunities to come and stay at our facility and just enjoy the beautiful facility that we have there. I don't know if... Has anyone been to Camp Nakaman before? Yeah, there's some familiar faces, but yeah. So there's lots of different opportunities to get involved or whatever. And so if you have any questions or anything, please come see me. I'll be in the foyer. And I also have some T-shirts to give away and some candy. So just a little bribe there. But I think the next couple of slides I have, this is the calendar for summer. If you want to take a look, I have it on the outside by the booth too. So this is July, and then there's also August. So, yeah, if you want to come take a look, you can come to the booth. Oh, and that's kind of all. Thanks again so much for allowing me to come and share about the ministry of Camp Nakaman. God bless you all as we move forward growing in Christ to share his love to others. So I'm just going to close in prayer and then I'll invite you back up. Yeah, it's okay. All right. Dear God, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here at Mirror Lake and just to be able to share about Camp Nakaman. I just thank you so much for how good of a God you are and how you are looking out for us. And just how you shine through, your goodness shines through in all circumstances. And I just pray that you will just bless this congregation. I thank you so much for their willingness to come and listen today. And I just pray that you will bless them as we all grow and try to just get closer to you so that we can be a shining light for you. And again, I just thank you so much for camp and for the impact it has been on my life and other people's. And I just pray that we will continue to be able to run camp. In your precious name, amen.